So you can hear that. I just having a quick look at that, actually, on the votes gained. Sarah Hanson-Young, Australian Greens, got 60,000 votes, which, as I recall, might be just a few less than the Sex Party got. It's an interesting observation as well. But I want to talk about now the way in which elections also influence the economy. Because if we have an election, say, July 2, and really people are now starting to gear up for it, I even spoke about the stock market being a little bit off today, consumer, if you like, attitudes and consumer sentiment are going to be pretty important. Let's go to Shane Oliver, Chief Economist at the AMP. He's always good at understanding this, been around long enough to have seen a few elections during his time. G'day, Shane. How are you doing?
G'day, Russ. I'm great.
Good. Look, the federal election definitely is a dampener for economic sentiment, isn't it?
It certainly is, and the trouble is, the longer the campaign, and we're now looking at a campaign which effectively you could argue was going to go 3 months as opposed to 5 or 6 weeks, the more people might be inclined to sort of keep their money in their pockets or in their wallets or purses. And likewise, business people might say, well, we don't know which way this is going to go. Let's hold off on that investment decision to get a clearer outcome.
So, that's true. But the other interesting thing about this is, if you ever look at those last economic growth numbers, GDP numbers, 3% economic growth, and the large wedge of that was all about consumers getting their mojo back. If you have a look at, again, those national accounts numbers, you could see from just after the global financial crisis, the household savings ratio was about 11.5%, getting up towards 12%. It's now dropped all the way to 7.5%, which means that families, consumers, have opened their wallets, and that's actually starting to deliver, if you like, results to the overall economy in the face of this big loss from the mining industry.
That's right, and it's very important that that continues. Interestingly, if you go way back, that pickup in consumer spending actually happened after the last election, which was way back in September of 2013. You may recall there was a very, very long soft patch in consumer spending in Australia, which went from about 2010, you could argue the 2010 election, up until the September 2013 election. And then after that, consumers felt a bit more optimistic again, not to over the top in terms of optimism, but a bit more confident, and you saw a bit more spending. The danger here is that we now go through a period of uncertainty for a few months, and that might dampen that spending. And you're right, at a time when we need that spending to continue, given the ongoing weakness in mining investment.
Because the government also delivers a budget a week early than normal. It's got the iron ore price in the right spaces compared with where it was previously. It's probably got, if you like, economic growth in the right space. So all of this is actually delivering billions of extra dollars into the budget, and it's forecast. Now, so long as the government doesn't go wacko and start spending all this money in election promises, the fact of the matter is the budget should be in slightly better shape than what we've seen it in the last couple of years.
Yeah, that could be the big surprise here, that we've seen budget after budget or mid-year review after mid-year review where the budget situation has deteriorated. Now, for the first time in a long time, with the iron ore price actually running at a higher level than previously assumed in the mid-year review, the last review in December, you could actually see some better news in this budget. So hopefully the government will announce sensible policies in terms of tax reform and not go over the top in terms of spending decisions.
I love that word, hopefully, Shane. I really like that word, hopefully. I thought that was a really good word to use, hopefully, because at the moment, of course, it's all going to come down in the budget, and there is no sign as yet as to what it might actually be. Shane Oliver, the Chief Economist at the AMP, always good with his time, but there's the issue. Is the government going to frighten the horses with the announcement of this potential double dissolution election? And if that's the case, does it also cruel itself and its chances when it comes to economic growth, which Australia so desperately needs, along with the jobs right now? Shane, always great to have you on the program.
My pleasure, Russ.